Chapter 3, Spectrum Representation. This chapter introduces the concept of the spectrum, which provides a convenient graphical representation of the frequency content of a signal. The spectrum represents a general signal as a sum of sinusoids, each with different amplitude, phase, and frequency. By making a plot versus frequency of the spectral components, we obtain a visual form that allows us to see interrelationships among the different frequency components and their relative amplitudes. With the spectrum viewpoint, we can look at some special cases. When all the frequencies are integer multiples of a base frequency, called the fundamental, then the time signal is guaranteed to be periodic. Another case is that of two or three closely spaced spectral components. In this case, we get a beat signal, or an amplitude modulated signal, which is used in AM radio. This chapter also introduces the concept of a joint time frequency signal representation. A useful idea because most signals have frequency components that are changing with time. The primary example of this signal type is frequency modulation, abbreviated FM. For example, when the argument of a cosine function is quadratic versus time, the frequency of that cosine changes linearly. Many weird sounds can be produced by manipulating the rate of change of the frequency, and some examples are given in the demos. Finally, we have designed a lab for this material around the problem of music synthesis. In this lab, you must synthesize a song by adding together the correct sinusoids to follow a musical score. Sheet music is in fact one type of time frequency description for the song, so the essence of the lab is to translate the musical notation for the spectrum into our mathematical notation prior to synthesizing the numerical values of the sinusoids.